Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
You know we love Hassle Cattle Company here at DNVR. We also love the holidays. Who doesn't? Let's just go ahead and merge the two. Use code DNVR15, DNVR15, to get 15% off Hassle Cattle Company. And by the way, you should know by now, if your order exceeds a total of $200, you get free shipping. They're the best in the beef business. We're trying to make it your business because we're in business with the best. It's Hassle Cattle Company, the blue-collar beef, the Wagyu goodness, the delicious holiday meat train. Check them out.
just let it watch over you. Don't even have to say anything. Welcome the people in to the House of Thrill. The House that Thrill built.
Oh, wow. The Mansion of Munders.
The Mansion of Munders?
The House of Thrill, the house that Yoke built. Guys, a very funky, feel that funky music.
We're feeling Uncle Cracker. It's a little different than the funky, but we're getting a little bit of both.
What is that?
Uncle Cracker?
Guys, guess where we are. The Winner's Lounge. Thrill.
Let's go.
Presented as always by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. I did great tonight on my bones bets, which were my biggest bets, so I'm going to go ahead and collect a dub. Parlay didn't do so great, Eric.
Didn't do good, but the Will threes on their own hit. So
quickly. Are you kidding me, man?
I made some cash.
You did make some cash. I got Brendan Vogt over here.
Oh, man. You know what I don't get tired of? Being right about Will Barton.
Not tired at all, man.
Not even a little bit.
The efficiency, it's just like, it's incredible, man. He gets 30 on 19 shots.
I used to say I'm not a distance runner, but this victory lap, I could keep going.
You could keep going. Over here, I got my guy, Dev.
I won both of my locks of the game, so.
Wow.
I mean, I don't want to brag or anything like that.
Yeah.
But some of us like to win, bets.
I did win. I won.
What did you win?
Will Barton threes.
Oh, that was yours?
Yeah.
Hey, I took that.
Pretty good.
Then I got D-Line. You guys know him as D-Line.
What's up, guys? I can't believe I'm already fighting for my goddamn life here. I'm sorry Aaron Gordon didn't score. Like he shot 10 times.
Guys, this was the final piece of the puzzle. We talked about it in the pregame show, the Yoke experience. You know, we went through the roller coaster of emotions and takes even. But at the end of the day, you're like, you know what? This was a massive dub. But if only they can get the win on his rest night. If he could take basically 4 days off and they get a dub.
If the general public was like, no, we're on Yoke's side, and the suspension was only, like, let's say one game.
Yeah.
They get the Pacers at home.
And, like, it caused every player in the NBA to be terrified of him and respect him.
What a dub.
What a dub, man.
Every game here on, everyone just cowers away from them. They just all clear out and let him get the rebound.
Go like this.
I don't
want to
be pushed from behind.
A heck of a performance tonight from a handful of players. I mean, really, everybody stepped up defensively. Denver gets another Munder. I mean, at this point, I just expect it every night. I expect a Munder from
If they go
Nuggets.
Over 100 points, I will lose my mind.
You tip your hat to
I'll
the
stop
team.
Watching the Denver Nuggets.
How many have they missed this year?
I think they have four games.
I know one off the top of my head.
Yeah, somebody fact check that for me. One of you guys that's not hosting a show, check that one for me.
Chat. We'll delegate that one to you.
You're just going to go ahead.
Yeah, you guys got it.
Honestly, the best week ever. I like it, Molly. Yeah, the best week ever. It's a pretty good week. All right, let's start off the top. Dev, what's your number one takeaway from this game?
My number one takeaway is the NBA tried to send a message, or not a big message, but Jokic didn't play today. The Nuggets still win the game. But also, I feel like while Jokic got respect around the league, the Nuggets players also got respect. This is a team that are missing their three best players, highest paid players. They go out there against a team that is a playoff team and a respectable team, and they still find a way to win. And I think that does something for your confidence. It does something for yourself moving forward. And you kind of have the belief like this is their year.
Yeah. That's a big belief right there.
The Nuggets
there.
Have had a Munder every game but three.
That's wild.
Two of them were against the Grizzlies.
They're not good at Mundering the Grizzlies. The other one was Utah, right?
Yes.
Which, Yoke wasn't there, doesn't count. It's pretty great. What's your big takeaway here, Vote?
Two years, $30 million.
Discount.
Discount. Underpaid. That's Will Barton's contract with the Denver Nuggets. No Jokic, no Murray, no MPJ. They needed a guy. He was the guy. He was fearless. He was on it. The shots went in. We're seeing all the good things about Thrill this year, including a commitment on the defensive end. Just feels great. Just feels great. It's a guy who was down bad at times in this Denver tenure because of injuries. But we have stayed confident on this show that when healthy, he is good. Capital G, good. And plenty of evidence in the folder this season tonight at the top of the list.
Yeah. I mean, this was just a great win, man. And, like, look, Jokic, the MVP of the league, arguably the best player in the league. But this was one of those games that you reminded, man, these guys are good too. Like, they got a lot of good players on here. And more than anything, man, this was a tough win. Like, yes. Denver won. This wasn't the most gorgeous basketball. There were moments in this one where we felt like the game was downright ugly. And then there were weird peaks where nobody could miss on either side. Like, it was the weirdest game where nobody could make a basket. Nobody could dribble the ball in a straight line. And then nobody could miss a shot for a while. But, you know, Denver gritted this one out, and they got just an enormous performance from Will Barton. Here's what I'm going to go ahead and say, guys. I believe this last year. I said it last year. But, you know, I didn't bang the drum, but I'm going to bang the drum. When people talk about the playoff run from last year, they say they were missing Murray. What difference could have possibly made if he had Jamal Murray, just him? It wasn't just him. They also had Will Barton, who, by the way, is not just a throw-in. He's just not a footnote. He's not just a, you know, a minor character. You know, no, he is a big player for Denver, and he provides so much toughness, so much just like belief. I mean, Will Barton has more belief in himself than, I mean, as much belief in himself as anybody in the NBA.
Right.
But also just versatility, man. Draining the three, running the pick and roll, getting to the line, one-legged runners.
Grabbing rebounds.
Defensively, he just adds some length. Like, Will Barton has missed the last two playoff runs. You watch him play this season. I think this is the best Will Barton we've ever had. But you watch this and you go, are you kidding me? You add that guy to the Nuggets' bubble team?
I know.
That's a big difference. You had that guy to last year's team along with a Jamal Murray. Like, come on, man. This team, when they have guys going it like this, we might still all be underrating them as a collective unit.
Tonight was the epitome of Will Barton. We got to see exactly what he's been when he's healthy, and that is, what do you need from me? Every single time, what do you need from me? Do you need me to be the facilitator?
Right.
Do you need me to be the scorer? Do you need me to be a rebounder? Do you need me to lock down on defense? Whatever Nuggets need from him, he provides that. Tonight they needed a scorer. They needed a leader. They needed a guy out there that could get things done.
They needed a guy that could believe that they could win.
And he gives you that. Like, yep. his swag is unmatched. His confidence is through the roof. And he also has it going on both ends of the floor that it just makes it so much easier for him. He's a guy that is often overlooked for whatever reason. Like Vogt started out with, he's on a discount, no contract, but every single night you get to see exactly what it is that he brings you. And I think that at times you forget that he's on that type of contract because he has been so good. His highs are very, very high.
Even the Nuggets themselves, we have King of the Game, guys. No surprise here. 30.6 rebounds. And there were some good performances tonight. We're going to get to Zeke Nnaji. We're going to talk about some of these other guys. But Will Barton, I mean, head and shoulders to me, just carried this team and the belief. And it's funny because we've seen, like, even the Nuggets themselves put out the graphic, the core. And he's out, presumably Denver's fifth best player, I guess, is kind of what they're implying here. And it's like, man, this guy is a... How many teams is fifth best player gives you 30 points? I think he might be better than fifth best, but yeah. How many of those guys can give you 30 points, six rebounds, and carry a team to a win against when you have three of your best players out? And here's what I'll say about what he did tonight. He was best at the very start of this game, at the very end of this game, and he had moments in between there where he was doing great things as well. But this game started, you look around, there's no Jokic, there's no Murray, there's no MPJ. As much as I'm sure the players believed, those first few possessions, you need someone to show up and say, hey, calm down. What does he do? Back-to-back three-pointers to open this game.
Right.
They're up on an 8-2 lead just as the game begins. And it was one of those, like, guys, believe. I believe. Everybody else believe.
Yeah. I mean, with Will, it's like, it's just health. And the problem is that it's not at all been reliable with him. Like,
right.
That's the problem is that, like, the highs are so good, but it's like, it's very tenuous. Like, the margin of or just the line is so thin. Like if he loses his athleticism, he becomes a completely different player, and that's like where most people have formed their opinions about
right.
it. And so yeah, we keep saying it. It's tough. Like, I mean, you hope that you can see him keep this level of play up, because I mean, obviously he's got it. It's just that's the Will Barton experience.
So true, man. It's so true. And it's great to see that toughness, that belief, and all that resolve from him. I will say he only played 34 minutes tonight. Will Barton has actually done what he did tonight for the last three seasons.
Sure.
Why has he gotten hurt? Maybe it's just freak injuries, who knows? But a lot of it is because everybody else got hurt and he had to step up, like tonight, when you think, oh, they're probably gonna lose. It was two seasons ago, it was Jokic and it was Barton, and it was MPJ who wouldn't play. It was MPJ's real rookie season, not his red shirt, but his real rookie season. So you had those three guys, and then you had it. Plumlee was out, Millsap was out, Gary Harris was out, Jamal Murray's out, all those guys. You think, man, if you could just go 500, you win. No, Will Barton played like he did tonight for a whole month, and Denver actually gains position in the standings. He's done this all the time. You're right that health is, you know, a concern, but we don't have to talk about that tonight.
No,
Will
Barton
is a guy that elevates them when they're all together, and he carries them when they're shorthanded, and he's done it for 3 years.
And he's talked about this. He's been quoted about this dynamic this year in post games, but I think right now where he might be peaking out is his understanding of what version of Will does the team need and when, and who is he sharing the floor with, and what does that call for. So it's not just the versatility, but a little more awareness where, I mean, he'll say it. Look, his job right now with the starters is to get Yoke going first, then MPJ, then he looks for his own shot and thinks about other guys. Tonight it had to be him. And look, I mean, some of those same shots where you go, please don't do that. It's a symptom of the fearlessness that allowed him to come in tonight in the fourth and go, oh, we need a bucket? Oh, there's no process? Bet.
Ray,
no problem.
Yeah. Ray just had a good quote. Pull that one back up here again. He says, I think Will Barton is playing more guard and less forward also helps him in terms of health,
of
less
course,
being against larger players. Maybe, maybe not with the health thing. I mean, I think some of the health
defensively,
thing, like his first time he got hurt, remember, guys, in game two or one, was it, where he jumped and it tore. Like, that just happened, man. It's just a weird thing that happened. But I do think that Will Barton is a shooting guard who played small forward. But you put him against shooting guard, all of a sudden, defensively, he's enormous.
Yep.
And offensively, he's dynamic and everything else. So it's absolutely huge having him back. I'm so happy, man. The vibes are great. What is this, a three-game win streak?
I know. We thought that the vibes got knocked out of the Nuggets world with Jokic's forearm shiver to the back of one of the Morris brothers. But it turns out it was just opening a new vibes dimension.
New vibes dimension. It was a vibes portal to a new dimension?
Yeah, dude. Located in the middle of Markieff Morris's back.
Jokic just opened it up. This is incredible. How do you not laugh at that joke? It's a hilarious one.
I missed it. Sorry. That's
I looked over here and he's like,
that's the first time on earth anyone on this panel has ever caped for one of my jokes. Wow.
Really did.
Wow. The vibes.
You guys won't believe where I'm going to go for the second talking point of tonight, but I feel like I have to. Zeke Nagy, regular season player, not a practice player, not a summer league player, not a preseason player. Only when it matters, this dude shows up. Tonight he gets 19 points, 2 of 3 from the 3-point line, 7 of 10 from the field overall. He was fantastic tonight. He played with confidence. I feel like Zeke Nagy needed a confidence booster. He got it tonight because he played great.
You know who else seemed like they knew that Zeke needed a confidence booster?
Who's that?
Bones Highland. Put him in a lot of situations to score, and also just complimented him well. Zeke's a guy that understands like where to be on the court. He understands how to find the open space and what his strengths are, and he goes towards that. And tonight, Bones made sure to find him and put him in those right spots, and you got to appreciate that connection. But also with Zeke, that you also have to like about not having Jokic in a game like this is a guy stepped up at a position that they really are going to need guys to give minutes. This type of game allows Malone to feel trust in the fact that he can throw a guy out there and they're going to be able to hold their own. He can do the offset lineups where Will Barton is leading the case and he could buy more minutes for Jokic, but he has Zeke Nagy, who has not been playing, right, that has a big game when he's not there. So it's like, okay, let me put that in the memory bank. Maybe we don't just use it like right now, but it's right there, and I know I could go back to it. So that's a huge game for Zeke. And also, his confidence has been down. So for you to go out there and have your best game of the season, and you just go back and you could credit to, I got opportunity, I got more minutes, give me more of those and I can make things happen. And that was a huge game. He needed that more than anyone else.
Man, this is why I like watching a long form sport like basketball, where the first couple games you're like, what is the season sucks, like just the storylines that rise and fall, the players that come in and out, like Zeke is a story now, Bones is a story. Yeah, it's like, man, it's so goddamn interesting.
Basketball is the best, man. It's so it really good. Is the best.
People that talk about basketball, they're like, oh, watch the last 2 minutes. I'm like, you don't get it. It's not the last 2 minutes. It's the last 2 years.
It's
like, who's rising? Who's falling? What are the dynamics? Who does the coach trust? Like, Zeke Nnaji being an absolute unplayable train wreck through games that turns out are literally meaningless, which we knew, but they felt meaningful. And then he comes in and just has a performance like tonight. And then Bones High, like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, if you're not what you're right about 2 years, because if you're not watching the full picture tonight, Zeke Nnaji gets 19 points. You're like, oh, interesting. Oh, cool, player. Yeah, it's like, no, man, this was a big deal. It's cool. It's awesome.
Dev hit on it because this isn't just fun. They won the Indiana game. I mean, Vlacco's been hurt all year. The greens together off the bench have seemed untenable. So, like, someone asked me tonight, has Nnaji played himself into the rotation? Well, he's played himself into consideration, hasn't he? Yeah. If you're thinking about ways to split those two guys up going forward, you have to be a little bit more confident in Nnaji now. And look, even us who were hard on him after summer league, because that's what we had to talk about at the time, we were very careful to point out, look, he had that game against the Lakers last year. He has NBA experience, and that matters more. So good to see him playing well. And like Dev said, it's not just a fun tidbit. It's maybe a card for your back pocket.
You know what else is just cool about it is, like, you like a guy, you know, you root for guys that are new in the league and for them to have their moment. Like, tonight is one of those ones where I'm like, I'm happy for Zeke.
Man. Have to
be. He's got to have been questioning himself a little bit in his own head. Like,
my dad texted me that tonight.
What?
He said, I'm very happy for Zeke Nnaji.
No way,
he said,
really?
I'm not sure why, but he's the kind of guy I just root for.
He does
do you think that Zeke Nnaji, when he lays his head on the pillow tonight, he's like, I wonder if Brendan's dad's happy for me.
I hope so.
Well, I mean, he'll know because he watches.
That's right.
Guys, Zeke, I see we have some super chats coming in. Keep them coming in, guys. We always read all of those. We'll get to those here in just a little bit. Let's take a break. On the other side, though, you know who we have not talked about somehow? Bones Highland.
Well, we've talked about him, but just not directly.
Well, no, he hasn't been the main topic.
Okay, we'll do it.
But we'll get to him.
Okay.
Breckenridge Brewery is the official beer of DNVR, official brewery of DNVR. How about their seltzers, too? The lemonades, the whole deal. If Breck sells it, we push it.
Did you see me drinking, enjoying a peach seltzer while watching the game tonight?
How would you rate it, 1 through 10?
Well, how would you rate me 1 through 10 on the game? Okay, well, then it's a 9.
Nice.
I rise to the level of peach seltzer.
You guys know we love our Breck beers and seltzers, but we love... We love everything about Breckenridge Brewery, and we want you to support them the way you support us. It's one of the best ways to support DNVR. Go local, baby. Support Colorado. The farmhouse is open, socially distanced, beautifully set up for outside dining. If you're more comfortable at home these days, you can still order curbside pickup from 12 to 8 p.m. You can get their delicious beer delivered to you on the Drizzly app or head to the nearest grocery store like King Supers or Costco. If you're not sure where it's carried, check out that Breck Beer Locator. Google that. Tell it what you're looking for. Tell it where you live. It'll tell you where to go. Boom, nice and easy. Your work's cut out for you. Order delicious food and booze from the farmhouse. If you're able, call 303-803-1380 from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. for pickup. Use code DNVR to save $5. That's DNVR. That's us to save $5. And might I just humbly suggest that Mile High City Copper Lager, the Denver Nuggets beer, baby.
Oh.
The vibes are high, man. Sip on that MHC. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, D-Line? That sounds like something you would say.
It does. Like, yeah, mainly because it sounded like ridiculous coming out of your mouth.
That is right. Doctors are split. They're not sure what's more important for you, your Breck beer situation or sleep. But we've got you covered on both fronts. Snooze Flip is one of the most universal mattresses on the planet, so you can customize your sleep experience to fit your needs. One side's soft, one side's firm. You can flip to the side that fits your body best. The cover's also reversible with one side up to 5 degrees cooler and cozy warm on the other side. Here's the deal. All those features, they make this, the Snooze Flip, a true 4-in-1 mattress. Now, Snooze Flip is checked. Snooze Sleep is checked. I've checked. This is the only 4-in-1 mattress around. So don't stress shopping through hundreds of beds online. Grab the one that's going to have what you need. You know it's going to have what you need. And if it's not working for you, you can always change it. Snooze Sleep. Get it shipped straight to your door. Let me find that code for you, because we don't just tell you this stuff for fun.
No.
We tell you this because they're our partners, and we can save you,
I'm
money.
Such a big fan of Snooze, man. I hope we have them forever.
Use code DNVR and receive $250 off a mattress and $250 off with adjustable base. The queen mattress savings are $500 with adjustable base. Dual
somebody
split,
buy
savings,
this for Christmas. $1,000. I'm telling you. Get somebody this for Christmas and tell me. I want to know. Then let me know the how it's received. You're going to be some parent trying to really impress their kids. Perfect gift.
Perfect
kid's
gift.
Kid's going to be like, incredible.
Wait, is this the 4-in-1? That's the thing. Four I mean, this is, of all of our deals, the value on this deal is through the roof. I'm really not kidding. If you've been thinking about getting a new mattress, you're on the fence because of the price. I really, really, really want you to check out Snooze and use code DNVR to save some money.
All right, we're back here, guys. You know what time? It's time to enter the bone zone.
Bone size.
By the
ready?
Way, shout out to all the people that were in the playback tonight. Our watch-along second screen experience was a lot of fun. It's our third one we've done. I think our next one is next Friday. Not this Friday, but next Friday against Chicago. These have been a blast, man. They're a lot of fun to do. So if you don't know, become a DNVR member. You can DM us on DNVR Nuggets. We'll send you the link because we are beta testing this new second screen experience, and it's super cool. Bones Highland. An up and down game. If you were grading this game overall, like just as a veteran player or just like in a vacuum, whatever. 3 of 8 shooting. Okay, that's all right. He did get 12 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. That's pretty good. I'll tell you what, man. He was another guy that early on set the tone. He came in, spark plug, and man, did he have some swagger in that first quarter or first half. Overall, I actually think it was a pretty good game from Bones Highland.
Yeah, I don't even think that he was as much of a spark plug as a guy that they believed was going to change the game, like completely. He believed that the team would win. He knew that once he got in, he would have the opportunity to just kind of go and be himself. And I think that's what's different with him and any other rookie, like, you know, that I've seen in a while, is he does not second guess himself. He knows exactly who he is and what they want from him. He's going to be out there and he's just going to play. He's going to create. He's going to shoot the ball. He's going to score. And also, when he's having a bad game, he's still in the game. He's still involved in different ways, and he stands out. He could have a low, you know, plus minus. He could not make a shot. He's still impacting the game in different ways, and that's just kind of what you need from a guy, like to forget about the last play, to just go out there and play and make things happen. He got Zeke Nagy going. He pushes the pace in the way that the defense is just not ready for it.
He does push the pace.
And so also, like, guys just, like, seem to, like, run harder when he has the ball in his hands because they know that he's going to reward them. So it's just an experience with him. It's a complete experience, and he changes it, and he impresses me more every game.
Yeah, I think, like, when we were, scouting him, watching, you know, 3-minute clips, like if you're me. It's just like okay, this guy shoots it from the logo. He's like, he's a shoot guy.
Yeah.
Man, he's like a complete point guard.
Yeah.
I
would say a complete pick and roll player.
Well, okay, fair enough. But all the same is like, he's much more of a facilitator. We were really worried about his defense. Like, his defense is, I mean, it's, if not fine, it's good. I don't know. He's like,
he's playing hard.
He
he's
plays
not, he's
hard,
not, like,
man.
Like, sleeping.
He's got he's got very quick reaction speed,
yes,
and he covers a lot of ground. Like, his wingspan, his strides are so long that he shoots the gap and he reads it really quickly.
Yes. Every time he's on the floor, we all know because we shout it out. Like, it's always, like, so
Eric
exciting.
Does the Leo DiCaprio meme.
Basically, really, like, though. I mean, what a treat, man. Like, you're not supposed to get a player this exciting this late in the draft.
Has anyone convinced you? I guess Damian Lillard's playing pretty terribly.
I was going to say, like, the only person that's convinced me that he's not Dame Lillard is Dame Lillard, who is way worse than Bones.
It's way worse. Also complaining about all the fouls, too. Like, Dame.
Come on, bro.
I like Dame, but he's kind of embarrassing me, man. Come out of here. How do you assess his night tonight, Bones Highland?
Really good. I mean, I think you guys hit the nail on the head. I mean, the scoring thing is almost like, you see, what was he? You said he was 3 for 8 from the field?
Yeah.
Or something like
that.
3 of 8. Like, that you don't, whatever.
2 of 5 from three. Which is,
and so you know he hit the threes. You know he presents some sort of threat as a guard off the bench, scoring threat. And then over the course of his career, you know the scoring is going to come. So you're impressed by the other stuff. He picked up 3 assists really quickly in that game. Loved the way he runs the pick and roll. Loved the way he pushes the pace, runs the floor, runs the fast break. This is a guy who sees the game well above the curve, right? Well, is that the expression, beyond the curve, above
well
the curve?
Well above the curve.
Yeah. That's the area where he doesn't look like a late first round draft pick. And that's also why you go, look, he's got to get these minutes right now over guys like Faku and Austin Rivers, because it's not just, oh, he's a scoring spark plug. He's playing the game the right way, and he's making other guys around him better.
Faku did play tonight, but only 7 minutes, so everybody's down. So Marcus Howard played 5 minutes, Faku 7. So I feel like that's kind of, in many ways, a meaningful stat right there. Also meaningful, perhaps, Faku had a team worse minus 6 in those 7 minutes. So, again, don't want to pin. I don't like making him the scapegoat, but I kind of feel like he's out of the rotation.
Yeah.
Pretty deep at this point.
Yeah.
You know, kind of deeply out of this rotation. Monte Morse tonight was a team high plus 11. He only had 10 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steals, 2 turnovers. The Nuggets as a whole, only 10 turnovers. This is a trend for the Nuggets also during this winning streak.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, one thing I've said for a long time, turnovers, sometimes they are just sloppy or lack of focus. But I think turnovers more often than not are the result of something else, meaning they are just the symptom of a problem, not the problem itself. And people talk, this even coaches will say, like, we got to cut down our turnovers. Well, why are they happening? You know, the Nuggets over the last 3 games have played more connected, even tonight without Jokic, just more cohesive. And ironically so, or maybe not so coincidentally so, the Nuggets are, they're playing more connected and they're not turning the ball over. So I think that Denver has a better sense of what they're supposed to be doing in the half court. Guys are reading each other better in the half court.
Yeah.
And as a result, they're not getting sloppy in doing this. I don't think it's a coincidence. But Monte tonight, 4 of 10. Not a great stat line, 4 of 10 shooting, 2 of 4 from the three-point line. But him and Barton made shots when they needed to.
Yeah. The guys that played tonight, Barton, Monte, Bones, those type of guys are just so doubted in the league, and they get a moment to shine and have their moment, and they live up to it. They step up to the challenge, and Monte had moments where he stepped up to it, where you got to see those deflecting and things like that, because he knows that he has a great opportunity in front of him, and he's doing everything that's needed of him. He does not have to step out where he's trying to shoot them out of games. He doesn't have to be in spots where everything runs through him. I think he's just at a comfortable medium right now, and not having to just create everything for him, it is a good spot for him to be in, especially as a backup point guard that's elevated into the lead role. Now you take this and you roll with it. You get to learn the game a lot faster. So this is like a year where he's taking it all in, but he's also in a position of being the starter. So I don't think there's anybody that like has as much to learn this year or is able to like receive everything that's coming with him. So I like to see just Monte just like cruise control.
Yeah. It was an interesting night for Monte too, because just off the top of my head, how many times can you remember him being at the top of a defensive game plan like he was tonight? They were not letting Monte get comfortable. There were traps. There was pressure. They didn't want him to run an offense. And I just found that interesting because I think, how often has Monte had to navigate that? So I thought, all things considered, he did a good job. Was it the end of the third quarter he hit that three?
Yes.
I mean,
that's what he does.
He does. And he'll do that too on nights where you go, okay, this has been like a C-plus night from Monte. But then he'll find a moment. He always does. I really love this dude, man.
I got to throw a bone. You're going to roll your eyes here because you lost money.
Oh, God.
You lost money. Aaron Gordon tonight. two of 10 from the field. Didn't have a good shooting night. Only 8 points, but 2 assists, 1 steal, 9 rebounds. Managed to find to be an impact player both defensively, although tonight not like a standout defensive game. But here's what's crazy. 6 offensive rebounds tonight. 6 offensive rebounds
Big
tonight.
Big time.
Those are game changers, man. Yeah. Those are just like nothing's working, but at least you made your imprint on the game somewhere. I really like Aaron Gordon, man. Like, it's so funny. He was a high draft pick and he's a star, but he's not a star. He's a role player. And he's just really, really good at it. One. That's not an insult.
He's a star at the thing that people don't watch, which is defensive.
Yeah.
He's a defensive star.
But also just in like not disrupt. No, it's not even just the little things. It's not disrupting. I mean, how many players disrupt things because they think of themselves as something else or one of this? Like, I think Aaron Gordon is kind of content, and maybe the money helped. Maybe that seriously.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they extended him early, so it wasn't like if you're going into a contract year and you put up 8 points, you might be like, man, I don't get paid for 8 points.
Sure, right, right.
You extend him early. Like, we don't care if you score or not. And he's doing that. He stays out of the way when he's supposed to. Makes plays like that. Not a good game, but I still, you know, they won.
It's crazy because I'm trying to think here, like, what really the difference is between this year and last year when it comes to this, like, Munder machine that is the Denver Nuggets this year. And, like, I think it's literally just Aaron Gordon. Like,
Can I tell you my theory on it?
Yeah, because
I've said this. I actually said this on Zach Lowe's pod. The Nuggets, I think, stood to benefit the most from these rule changes. Because I said that Denver has guards that can be physical, but they can't keep anybody in front of them. Like, you get speed and you have to keep your hands off of everybody. Like, they just get cooked. But if you can let them be a little bit more physical, and then you have Jokic, who plays up high and get his hands in, he's so good with that. As long as you don't have Jokic with a guy with a full head of steam attacking him, he can play great defense. And now that you do that, so I do think Aaron Gordon, like, I'm not trying to take away, he's the biggest player, but I think that there's also other things that are happening here. That
most
are
definitely, but it's remarkable. Like, I mean, like, what, we're 10 games in or whatever, like, and it's been all but two, three. It's like,
right.
Yeah. I mean, this,
I mean, Denver might be the number one defense.
This is
tonight,
I mean, this change has been stark, and there's not been a huge number of actual personnel changes. So maybe you're right. Maybe it is the rules. Maybe it's
I just think it's a little bit of everything.
Factors,
I'm just trying to say it's all of it.
And Denver's approach in transition, right? Less offensive rebound happy. Something, getting back.
It's amazing.
Like, all
Will
these
Barton.
Just putting a 6'7 player. People don't realize he's 6'7. Putting a 6'7 player at your shooting guard is really Will Barton. How many shooting guards are taller than Will Barton in the NBA?
That's a good point.
He's probably in the 95th percentile for height for the shooting guard position. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cumulative effect to the length.
Also, just quick aside, outside of the way it's benefited the Nuggets, basketball is so much better this year.
Oh,
I think I'm having so much more fun watching these games.
When there's not fouls where you just are like, what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, all the time.
Well, because you're allowed to play defense.
What is this?
You're allowed to play defense on the perimeter now. And turns out that's still entertaining.
You want to know something funny?
Yeah.
You know who's not struggling this year? Steph Curry.
Yeah.
It cracks me up that all of these fraud Steph Currys are struggling, but Steph Curry himself is like, no, guys, like, I don't need that BS to get it. I'm going to drop 50 anyway. Steph Curry battling Jokic for MVP, head front runner of MVP, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
I'll vote for Steph Curry as soon as he lays out one of the Morris twins.
That's true. He's never done that.
He's never done that.
He's never going to do
the
that.
The
My thing on Aaron Gordon is I think it's great to have a guy that, like you said, Adam, that understands, like, who he is as a player, but also whatever Malone really needs and ask of him, he's willing to do. I know there was an emphasis on offensive rebounds. Like, they were one of the worst in the entire NBA. So I know that it's, like, every single time Malone is, like, just pushing for his guys to do something, Aaron Gordon's the guy that he can talk to. Like, we need you to be that guy. We need to stop transition threes. We're going to put you on that guy to stop transition threes. Like, he's a guy that he's so bought into what the Nuggets have, and that's why he's able to open himself up, because there's not those expectations of anything else. He scores 8 points today, and he's happy. 8 points, 9 rebounds, and you get a win without your best guy. It doesn't matter what else is happening around you, as long as you're doing all of those small things. And he's like Mr. Intangible.
Yeah. Mr. Intangible is a good way to put it. I said this on the playback, but, you know, if you polled 100 knowledgeable NBA fans, Aaron Gordon or Jeremy Grant, most of them would say Jeremy Grant. And look, this is why it actually highlights why I hate player rankings. The whole idea of player rankings is
right, because it doesn't take into consideration how they fit on a team. And
like Andrew Wiggins, there's the famous line I always bring up about Russell Westbrook yelling at Draymond Green, "You're just a role player." And he said, "You're right. I'm a great role player. You're a terrible superstar."
Right, yeah.
It's like, how do you quantify that? Aaron Gordon is a great role player.
I think so.
It's not an insult.
Oh, definitely.
It means, like, he is a great role player, a championship caliber role player. I think Jeremy Grant is a bad star. Yeah. And like, he has a lot of talents, but I do wonder if his best talents are, you know, I don't know that he's going to be a number one or number two on a great team. I mean, I don't know. I'm not rooting against him. He did an awesome thing today. I don't know if you guys saw Jeremy Grant did in Detroit, where he is building a homeless shelter. He, like,
had a conversation with him. I was slandering him, and then Adam told me that, and I was like, oh, I suck.
pretty unassailable like character. I don't want to like attack.
He also went for like 35 tonight too.
He is a good player in that regard, but like Denver doesn't need that type of offensive creation from him. They need a guy that's just willing to do dirty work but also stay out of the way and then defend and do all the stuff,
and honestly
he's perfect for it.
And and it's not just approach too. It's there are some capabilities things too. Like Grant, super athletic, big dude, long wingspan, but stringy guy, man. Moved off his spot so easily. AG is in terms of the physical cloth he's cut from, he is one of one on this roster. And in my, I think, covering the Jokic era, for the most part, I mean, I can't think of a guy who gives them the different dynamics that he does, just physically, not just guys they can match up with, but also who has to match up with him, the threat he poses from the dunker spot and so on. So I just, it's really cool, man. I think this is, we spent years trying to figure out who is that guy. If they could just get that wing, who is it? And to be honest, it took us too long to get to AG. I mean, we never got there.
We were all about Robert Covington.
Sure.
I was never about Robert Covington.
All right, whatever. Who cares?
But that was a name. I know what you're saying.
But there was like those guys we never once considered.
You know why,
AG?
Though? Because he was a superstar. Right. Well, his reputation was he thinks he's a superstar. I'm telling you, I don't think Aaron Gordon thinks he's a superstar. I think he thinks he's a superstar, but not at a score. He's not like, I can prove to these guys that I can score. He's like, nah, I'm cool with this, man. Like, I just like to win. I was like, and this goes back to high school. I don't remember if I told you guys, there's this really cool video of him from an AAU tournament that he played, and he gets interviewed, you know, those high school hoops ones, and he's got a longboard on his back.
Hell yeah.
Of course he does.
Hell yeah.
You know, he's freaking longboarded to this tournament. Longboarded back.
What a guy.
And he's being interviewed, and he says something like, a lot of people are doubting me because my game's not flashy, and I'm not trying to just score, but I just win, man. Like, he filed that one away. Now you watch it, and you're like, I think he does just want to win. It's pretty cool. Guys, let's do a little stonk report. We have our stonk report graphic ready to go. What? No, we'll do. We'll take a break. Then we'll do super chats. Then we'll do Harrison. But stonk report. Yoke. All right, we'll get the easy one out of the way, guys. You guys got your little cards here.
For who?
Stonk report. We're doing stonk report. We're 10 games into the season. It's a good chance to
sit here and take some inventory on how things are going.
Let's stonk it up. You guys in the chat, play along with us. Give us the up or down stonk as we see it. Nikola Jokic, the reigning MVP, is all right, everybody's going to have the same answer here. Surprise, it's up. All right, let me ask this. Is Jokic's stonk at an all-time high?
Yes.
Are we currently at an all-time high, Jokic?
This is the peak of Jokic stonk.
Jokic coin is
at the moon.
It's hard to get in right now on Jokic coin.
Dude, this is crazy. I mean, we said this, but it really should have been when he won the MVP, but it might be. Is it higher now? It might be higher.
It's for sure higher now. Like, it's actually probably like triple the MVP like week.
Oh, for sure. Someone finally wrote, Jokic might be the best player in the world because after the Morris incident, they went, we're talking about Jokic today. We're having the wrong conversation. I'm like, we didn't have this conversation last year.
That was Nikias.
And by the way, Nikias is great, and he's not wrong. But yeah, I think this is the highest his stonks I've ever been.
All right, I like it. Will Barton, we're getting the easy ones out of the way here, guys.
Oh, no, we're getting the fun ones.
Another question. Hold on, another question. Will Barton coin at all-time high?
That's a good question.
It can't get higher than this. This is the best that he's played, really. I feel like
he was shooting 40% from three coming into the night, and he went 6 of 9.
He was unquestionably the best player on the Denver Nuggets for a season and a half.
Wait, the best player?
Unquestionably.
Yes, but he wasn't this good. Just the Nuggets were that bad.
He was this good.
I don't know. We don't really have many Barton haters right now.
That's true.
Playing the best.
A great point.
He's been.
I'm just saying,
Barton haters are definitely
I just don't know if this is the highest it's ever been because it was like I don't know. I was like really. It's very.
I know what you're saying. Like pre the nadir. That's for you.
Let's go.
Was it higher? But I don't know. We're getting a lot of.
We're getting Barton highs.
Apology for.
We're not getting many Barton lows. Like I just feel like at that time there was a lot of lows. There was a lot of people that were like, I'm still not bought in, and that's when you seen the dip. Right now he's so high.
And one of his bad games, he had a game-winning block.
Exactly, he's on both ends of the floor. Like wasn't talking about him as a defender back then.
True.
You just get to see so many positives and elements to his game that he didn't have back then, which he was really good offensively, But that was like where we thought it was going to stop, and not anymore. I just don't know what his – this has to be his peak for me.
Let's get a controversial one. Monte Morris. Monte Morris. It's a tough one.
I mean, it's like, yeah, I'm totally.
Yeah, this is the classic Monte Morris answer. You guys everybody's going to talk their way out of the Monte Morris take.
Is Monte Morris Mr. Stonk?
Mr. Stonk, really? Are you going to have some balls over there, Dev? Did you give an answer?
I don't know how to feel about him. I can't say, like.
So you're the same.
I'm just.
It's hard.
I mean, like, what do you. How. You don't have arrows. Say? What would you
say? Here's your arrows, bro.
You know, guys, this is a game for you to play. Say, it is tough. I mean, I would say that his stock is down a little bit for the first 10 games, but I feel like it's a.
But in the last
buy the
three,
dip.
Four,
I would call it a buy the dip moment. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, buy the dip. It's
this
about
just feels like this feels like Monte. We're watching. It's like good. It doesn't take. It's good sometimes when you need it. Sometimes it's not quite what you need, but it's like always kind of steady. This just feels like the Monte zone, right?
Yeah. All right. I'll follow up with an easy one since that one received three non-answers. Aaron Gordon.
I think
that mofo cost me money.
I know what that's about. I know what that's about. That take is dropped to you by DraftKings Sportsbook.
I think it just depends on what you want from him. And I think that he's in a perfect spot that people aren't expecting too much. Like, they want him to be a star in what he's good at. Like, you want people to play to their strengths, and he's in a situation that he really gets to spotlight his strengths. So it has to be up.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, it's been mentioned, like, the jump ball.
Like man. Yeah,
true.
No, it hasn't been mentioned.
Great point, Eric.
Actually, a good candidate for play of the game. There's a couple of them.
Great
that
point.
Jump ball won the game. He out-jumped, and if you watch it in slow-mo, his break on that, he timed it so well, it jumped so fast. That was an incredible – I know it's a weird to say call it a play, but it was. That was an incredible play.
Yeah, it was. AG's great, man. He's such a great addition to the Denver Nuggets, and it's true, like after Jamal Murray's exit last year when things got dicey and roles got confused and players didn't quite know who they were and what they were supposed to be doing, AG's role on the team got a little murky, and like there was not a lot of confidence for him. It was people were pretty down on him at the end of the last season. And now that it's like a new year, he's had time with the team, they can sort of like cater what they're doing to what his strengths are. It's incredible. Like, his impact is so noticeable on the court. And, like, watching him play defense, like, he doesn't bite for fakes. He's rotates it so seamlessly. He gets hands and faces. Like, he just does all the right things. And it's – if you're paying attention to it, like, if you're watching casually, like, you probably don't notice a lot of that stuff. But, like – man, it's
the Miami game. Rewatch that, and you're just like, it's not just everything you mentioned, but then also like the third, fourth, fifth efforts. Like the, he's in position to contest a shot from a guy that's not even his guy after denying all possession, and he does that too. He's been so impressive. And here's the deal. Physically, like we tried to push this in the offseason. He looks healthier. I know he's not like, necessarily the best in-game dunker in the league or whatever, but he looks stronger. He looks quicker laterally. He looks more explosive vertically. I'm just buying it. I'm buying the stock.
Here's an interesting question regarding AG. Do you think his stock is up around the league? Like, we're watching him, but I kind of feel like we need to bang this drum, to be honest. Like, a lot of this is, you know, we start a lot of this, like, narrative forming, and, like, he's been fantastic. He should be, right now, he should be in consideration for an all-defensive team.
I have no question.
And, you know, I don't really hear his name come up that much.
No, I think you're right. I mean, I think that Aaron Gordon was playing in NBA Siberia, again, the hottest place in the country, NBA Siberia of Orlando. So he, you know, unless he was in a dunk competition, nobody thought about him. I certainly didn't. And now he comes to another place, which like doesn't necessarily get the shine that it deserves, Denver, Colorado. I don't think that people are noticing what's going on with Aaron Gordon, but you're right. Like,
he does in the playoffs.
Yes.
That will get
no question. I mean, that's what it takes, right? Like, is this when everybody's watching to do the thing that you're doing now every night? But it's undeniable. It's crazy how much health plays into people's basketball games. being healthy with Aaron Gordon, like, he looks incredible. Being healthy, Will Barton, he looks incredible. Being hurt and playing basketball, difficult.
Let's see who else. Bones Highland.
Ah, my God. First off, I mean, how high is it to start? Like, where?
Everybody's up.
Oh my God!
I mean, he really has like. I mean,
no
he
reason
earned,
to be down, right?
He earned Malone's trust in the first 10 games. He earned Malone's trust. I think he's earned his teammates' trust. I said this on the playback today as we were talking about it. It's not lost that he has chemistry with Jokic. He's got chemistry with Bol Bol. He's got chemistry with Zeke Nagy tonight. He's just, you know, like he kind of just learns how to play with guys and sets the table. So I agree, his stock is up. Campazzo stock, obviously, we don't have to.
I'm actually mad at you for asking.
Yeah, don't.
Nah, don't bring the blood. Like, my bad. Zeke Nagy.
Vote just ended up in an Argentinian newspaper, by the way, that screenshot.
It had to be me, too, of all people.
Actually, all right, I'll ask an important one. Everybody, all the other ones are kind of like obvious. Let me ask an important one. PJ Dozier.
Oh.
PJ Dozier.
I think it's like.
I'm going to say this, guys.
Man, nobody wants. He's down.
Des right. Because the stunk was high in preseason.
Yeah, there was so much expectation.
He had a great game tonight.
But there was expectation for him to be the defender. Like, we were going to talk about him. He was going to be the guy that, like, just changed everything. The Swiss Army knife that you had to even argue if he should be a starter at times.
Right.
Right now, I don't feel like we've had those moments. And while he has sparks and he has moments, it's not what I expected or, like, the expectation heading into the season. So it has to be down until he becomes that consistent force on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I agree.
If he plays a game like he did tonight over and over and over, I think that we'd all feel good about him. Like the dunk that he had that was like thunderous.
That dunk was
and
great.
Like,
my goodness.
He had a bunch of like really solid plus plays tonight. Yeah. But you're probably right.
He
overall,
hit some shots that are important.
Yeah.
He took the weirdest three I've ever seen.
Yeah, like a transition three that was like, it was like 15 seconds left to the
no rebounders. It's like there was no floor bounds. Like, why am I doing this? Yeah. All right, last one, and then we got to hit a break. But Jeff Green.
Dude.
Jeff Green. Ugh. Down.
I've been unimpressed, man.
Up! I like Dev's being bolder.
What's the reference
Dev
point?
Green arrow.
First off, I like that the fact that Jokic started trusting in him that last game. Like, yeah. You get to see
good
him at like things that he's comfortable at, slashing and trying to get like aerial attacks. Also, in a situation tonight, he did not get exposed against a guy that I thought he would. So, like, as a defender, he's holding his own. He's strong beyond belief, and he's also playing out of position a lot of times. So I'm not super high on him, but I don't think that I'm as low as him. Because when he started out the first couple of games, I was like, oh, he's horrible. But I feel like right now, like, there's a spot for him. And the last time we seen him with Jokic, it was great.
You made some really good points, man. You still are wrong, but I still think it's down. But you're right that it is like leveling out now, like maybe on the upswing, maybe another buy low candidate.
I mean, I'm saying like he was presented to us like the best move of the offseason. The executives got together.
That's
and
true. Executives
that
did say
is
that.
The best
and we,
move of the
on
off-season.
The show, we talked it up.
Yes. So from that standpoint, it has to be down. He doesn't look like the best move of the offseason, but he looks like okay. But it's down.
Part of it is that he is a part of a unit that everyone's dragging each other down for the most part, right? And to Dev's point, it looked a little better. With Jokic in there. He doesn't feel like a nugget yet to me, and I know he just got here. What's his contract, by the way? Was that a one-year deal?
Can't remember.
Because I was thinking about the business decision Jeff made after that ejection. Because we talked about how everyone was pro-Jokic. You know who wasn't? Was Jeff Green.
It's true.
Who had, I thought, a pretty like non-Homer locker room quote after that game.
Right.
And he's a veteran, but also like, he's a veteran that has frustrated people over the course of his career. There are lapses with focus and stuff. So I still have yet to feel that thing where, you know how the guys come here, you can tell they want to be here. They assimilate into what the Nuggets are doing. Even Jamichael last year, I know he's having a rough patch right now. Almost immediately, everyone was like, give me this dude. He's on my team. I just don't know if we're there with Jeff yet. And of course it's early.
All right, take us to break here. On the other side, Harrison Wynn, who's been at Ball Arena tonight, is going to give us the report from the locker room. I saw Will Barton talked. I saw Michael Malone talked. I saw Zeke Nagy's talked. I'll see if that was it or if there's somebody else.
Zeke Nagy was on screen. And he
podium
had,
game.
He looked happy.
Oh, I love to see happy Zeke.
Lots of super chats.
And we have lots of super chats to get to.
All righty. You might be wondering what to get your friends and family and loved ones this holiday season. here's the deal. For sports fans like you clearly are hanging out with us on a Wednesday night in this winner's lounge, how about Saturday Neon? Now, if you don't know what this is, bear with me. Saturday Neon designs and manufactures officially licensed collegiate logo LED neon signs. We don't have one on set right now. If you've watched either of our collegiate pods, you've seen them. There's a Buffs one. There's a CSU one. Yeah, look, we're talking about, you know what we're talking about, neon sports signs. These things are beautiful. Eric's about to bust one out.
These are dope. These are dope, man. I'm going to get one for my home office set.
But I'm going to tell you all about why. I'm going to tell you all about why you should get yours for your man cave, for your friend's man cave, for the woman cave. You want to get it from Saturday Neon because they design and manufacture officially licensed collegiate logos. They do it here in Denver. It was started by two former Buff alums, or former Buffs, current alums. The shipping is free. So yeah, this is one of those ways that you are supporting a Colorado company to support us. It's a great Christmas gift idea. And it uses LED neon, by the way, not glass neon.
I was going to say, like, there is a Buffs one, there's a Rams one, and sometimes you see neon signs that are like a little sloppy because human hands have had to try to curve the neon tubes to follow the lines. This had to be new technology because these things are precise.
Yeah.
Like, the neon is like really precise.
It is
very clean.
Oh, wow, it is clean.
You're able to not only turn it on, but you can like mess around with it. You can like change the...
You
can, it's like a whole situation.
It's a whole thing.
And again, like everything else, you know, we love this company, but we're not just telling you for fun. We've got a deal for you. Use code DNVR. You get 10% off your purchase. That's DNVR for 10% off. Remember, holidays coming up. Not sure what gifts to get for the sports fans in your lives. Check out Saturday Neon.
Baby.
Also for sports fans, don't just be a fan. Get some action. Get some skin in the game. Do it with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Football fans, who's ready to score some free bets? You can right now when you bet on any NFL game this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers who bet just $1 on either team to score can win $100 in free bets when a team scores. So as long as a team scores, you should be good. By the way, DraftKings Sportsbook customers can also get skin in the game with new same game parlays. Just don't listen to Eric. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. DraftKings is safe, secure, reliable. And here's the deal. This is legal sports gambling. You can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. You don't have to deal with sketchy... Just wait a week. Wait a couple of weeks. No. It's your money. When you ask for it, it's coming to you. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR. Bet $1 on either team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code DNVR this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. And finally, that blue collar beef. I actually saw someone talking about Hassel Cattle Company in that second screen, in that playback tonight.
Yeah.
I saw someone tweeting about it as well.
Yeah, we just got a little company order going.
Yeah. Now we're going to talk about it. It's time to make beef business your business because we're still in business. We're the best in the beef business. Hassel Cattle Company Wagyu beef, that blue collar beef, it's giving you an amazing holiday special. 15% off your entire purchase right now when you use code DNVR15. That's DNVR15 to receive 15% off your entire order. And of course, any orders that go over $200, free shipping. So get in with your friends, get that beef train rolling. Holiday beef train.
Dude, for real.
DNVR15.
Order it now. Have it in time. Ordering it now. Don't hesitate. I'm telling you. All right, let's get some super chats before the wind arrives. Let's do the super chat. Everybody, thanks so much for all the super chat. We always love them. Thrill! Solid Jill Sobiel, by the way.
Great.
Shouts to Jill. Great super chat.
Fantastic
Jill, super chat.
I feel like it was succinct, you know, but it really said everything.
By the way, is this Jill Sobiel, American singer-songwriter?
That is indeed. Super fan of the Nuggets. What else we got? Super chat!
Hell yeah, dude.
You know what? Even more succinct.
That
like, wow.
Jill, that's straight
Jill
to the point.
Jill was
like a little wordy.
Yeah. But really followed it up with a big banger right there.
Super shit.
Gordon, the guy, the homie. Here he goes. Hippo character flips around and does a V sign with his hands while the word victory appears in the background.
Let's go. That's just how I feel right now.
Gordon, that is how I feel.
One more.
We got Gordon to get all 69, 69. Imagine the Zeke Bone Show backed up by PJ, Jeff, and anyone. Anyone is a cop out there for because there's really no one. A strong bench combined with the best five-man lineup. That's our chip.
Gordon is feeling it, man.
Gordon, I got to say, this actually is a conversation piece. Zeke Nagy, I don't know if he earned himself regular minutes tonight because it's hard to say after one game. But I will say, intrigued. Knocked down the three tonight. Looked, shot it with confidence.
We've been talking
rebounded the ball tonight.
We've been talking about the limitations of Los Dos Verdes, and is it time to look to the bench a little bit, to the Vlatko corners, the Zeke Nagy corners of the bench? I'm with you.
Some people are saying it. Some people are super chatting it.
Some stickers are hinting at it.
Sun Valley Drive here says, was the Zeke game a sign of things to come or an anomaly? We didn't seem to miss a big tonight.
I missed a big. His name's Nikola Jokic.
I just thought he was a good big. The Nuggets did get out-rebounded pretty massively tonight, I think by 11 rebounds. Now, they had a lot of misses, not a lot of turnovers, so they still got the win. But, maybe. I mean, look, that bench unit by no means is solved. I think Denver's still looking for it, and he played great tonight. All you can say about Zeke, you mentioned this earlier, he's played bad in the games that don't matter.
Yep.
And there's always bigs, especially non-creator bigs. Summer League's not their jam, man. Like, that's just the worst thing. Even preseason is disjointed. But you get him out there where his role is very specific. He knows exactly what he's supposed to do. Knock down your shots, rebound. He even had a off-the-dribble move tonight, and he made it. It was kind of a miracle. But, let me just say, I was intrigued. Remember, guys, last year I said the guy I'm most interested in this year is Zeke Nagy.
Sure.
And got scared to death by how bad he was at the Summer League. But tonight is one of those ones that reminds you of why he was so intriguing. Super Chat, haha, lesbian says, I don't know, guys. Maybe we should have signed Eric Bledsoe. That's very ironic here. But those are the kind of takes you would get from the casuals.
I think that's sarcasm.
That is sarcasm.
Yeah, but that was also probably someone's take.
That's what she said. That's what he or she is saying. That the like, oh, I don't know, guys. We should go get. Because this is what happens. People are always. Here's the one thing that bad NBA analysts always do. They go for guys who were good five years ago, right? Like, like Eric Bledsoe's a name that's like, guys, remember him in Phoenix? You're like, what? Kind of, barely. You guys remember him with the Clippers? He's a good player. And like, kind of.
Or the opposite, which is someone just torched you for 20 points.
Oh, yeah,
they're having
totally.
A terrible year, and you're like, how the longest knock at this guy?
Yeah, of course.
David
W. says, new vibe portal. I love it. Yes, there was a vibe portal, and it was through the spine.
Through the spine of Markieff Morris.
Markieff Morris, wow.
Yeah, there's a door to the back of John Malkovich's head, and there's a vibe portal through the spine of Markieff Morris.
Pull that one back up there, Kale. It says, the question must be asked. Is Nikola Jokic overrated? Block him! Send him his $4.99 back!
Thanks for the $5. Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
We know you're kidding, Joe.
Sean Ingram says, immaculate vibes, lads. Bones is Allen Iverson with better passing and cooler tattoos. Zeke is prime top Gibson with elite piano skills.
That's my favorite super chat of all time.
That is a hell of a Gibson. Prime Taj Gibson with piano skills. All right, I'm in, man.
Dude, I don't even think that works at all.
Taj Gibson's piano skills, trash.
So trash. Also, noted three-point shooter Taj Gibson. It's a weird comp, but you know what? It's hilarious. I'm going to go with it. I will say his comp to Bones being a better Allen Iverson
is correct.
Strong agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's the right take.
I know, right? Like, why? Dame Lillard.
Dame Lillard, he set the bar down here, bro.
What am I doing?
He should be way up here.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Honestly, it's actually pretty bad.
The Oso Blanco says,
oh, don't read this
great
one.
W. Also, didn't Faku draw the Magician tarot card from Ariana this year? I think he finally made himself disappear.
Oh, no, dude. Look at this. Is vote erasure.
So you guys know, like, if you read the books, Game of Thrones, the TV show, you read the books. Yeah. You remember in book two, the comet appears and everybody has their own interpretation for it. Everybody was upside down except for Faku, and we're like, it means he's going to save them. Maybe it means that he was not upside down and does not necessarily fit.
I'm so sad.
He does not want to entertain anything that does not. I'm sorry. We're moving on. Bad super chat. Oso Blanco, but also good super chat as well. Alex says, if Willie Buckets was an outcast jam, which jam would he be? I'll take this one, guys. I feel like this is a quit. No, I'm kidding. Anybody wearing an Outkast shirt want to take this one?
He'd be Rosa Parks. That's a high. That's a. There's a lot of, pace to that. It's got a lot of energy. It's fun. Gets people moving.
I would go with I like the way you move.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
I do like the move.
You can sing it for us. Sing it,
all right. What else we got? Noah Tucker.
I like that super chat, by the way. That was a good one.
Super chat.
One.
I'm telling you, these people are dialed in tonight.
Dialed.
Noah Tucker says, need the remaining mini lads to form a Megazord. Faku's Hustle, Howard's Jumper, River's Driving to the Lane.
So true.
It's so true, man. If you could, and like
Jermichael's size.
We need to get a really tall jersey, and they just stand on each other's shoulders.
Trench coat.
It's Faku's legs and Marcus's shot. All right, what else we got? Jake says, Barton Elite, Bones real, Najee good, AG please take every jump ball from now to the end of time. Honestly, his jump ball was so good tonight. Maybe he should jump.
You want to talk super chat efficiency?
That was very efficient.
Yeah.
Jake, no wasted words in that super chat.
By the way, that we should also point out, that's Vice President of Discord Operations, Jake Vandenberg.
Oh wow, is it? Yeah. Congrats on the promotion, man. That's long overdue. Long overdue. All right, what else we got? Stanley Sullivan. Jokic must have loved seeing the team succeed without him out there. Do you think this game could be a turning point for the bench's confidence? First of all, I'm not convinced Jokic watched tonight, but I he may have.
He did.
He may have. You
Come
think
on.
He did?
He watched tonight.
He watched tonight?
He watched
tonight. He might have DVR'd.
He watched.
He'll watch it later. Skip the commercials.
He got to be dad all day. He watched the game.
Oh, he used the excuse. He's like, babe, I'd help, but the game's on. It's kind of my job.
It was probably her idea.
I am the leader.
Like, no, you need to go and do that. This is who you are. you were up all night last night because I knew you weren't going to do anything today.
That's a whole conversation.
Deb used to be in a lot of relationships.
Okay. All right. What else we got? Yeah, the chat's on fire today, dude, man. The chat brought it. They were better than we were. Jack says, Zeke should replace Jermichael. Malone with a great challenge.
Challenged.
Oh, he did. The challenge was great. Yep, it was. Bones is going to be in the rotation.
Already is.
AG is the guy we need. So this is another efficient. This is high efficiency.
Dude.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to write the
I was
grades?
Reading that as one this. Thought, and they were like different ones. That's where
I'm starting to wonder if you have to pay by the letter for these
You guys can use like 20 sentences.
Nugget good. Bye. Good.
Yeah, nugget good. Thrill. Jack says, Bol Bol has no energy on the bench. It's just
I agree, Jack, but you spent $2 to say that.
What would you berate people for?
No.
For super chatting.
Your take is right. You spent $2 to bum yourself out.
It is true. That is like, so I've been now, whenever somebody.
$1 for each bowl.
Now, whenever somebody hops in my mentions with like a little turd in the punch bowl comment, you know, like, guys, this win was good, but like something like that.
You
I always said
the Karens.
The Karens.
Or the ants.
The ants that were like.
Expired.
Expired.
It's a lot of house. Hope you can keep it clean. Like that's what that comment was. Like, the vibes are up here, and this guy's like, no, hey.
By the way, I agree with
15th
that.
15th man bowl bowl, not happy on the bench.
And that's okay.
It is what it is.
And that's
I'll tell
okay.
you what. Not going to be happy on the bench all year.
Just to be clear, I thought that was a great super chat. I hope you chat that next time, too.
What else we got? Danny says, Nuggets defense is legitimate top 10, maybe top 5 defense in the league. No easy baskets, high IQ defense. We had 0 fouls with 4 minutes left in the fourth. So impressive to where we used to be. Let's go.
Let's go.
That's a great chat. Honestly, man, this is a good talking point as well. We can kind of pull on this thread. Early in the season, it's only 10 games, but you kind of wonder what's real, what's not. I'm with him. In previous seasons, Denver has been good defensively, and I think they've been good because of how hard they play. I think Denver might be a good defense this year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a difference, right? There's a key ingredient that's different. So, I mean, it's not just one thing, right? But I think you hit the nail on the head. They were an effort equals top 11, top 12 team. But I think now they have the ingredients, especially slowing Barton down to his natural position, to be a... No, like, that's who they are. That's who they can be. And it doesn't have to come at the cost of their real identity.
Yeah, man, like when the Nuggets have been good starting out the season defensively, it's like always like, oh man, they're covering the three ball great. And it's really just people are missing threes and then it tails off and then they're not good later on. But this feels like very repeatable. This feels like it's not like just some anomaly. Like they're just like playing efficient, sound defense. They're like rotating correct. It really comes down to Aaron Gordon. He's the best.
Yeah, he is the best. You buying this defense? Is it a top 10 defense to you? Is it a top 5?
It's for real. Like, this is a for real. And we're seeing it, like, no matter what. So maybe it's, like, becoming a system. they're missing guys, and it's still, like, keeping up. They're missing Jokic, who's their rim protector right now.
And having a great season.
Out of his mind.
Yep, defensively.
And they still held a team under 100 points again. So it's starting to become them. It's starting to become their identity. I'm buying it.
I like it. I like it. All right, we got a couple more.
I think Bones' speed and ability to dribble completely changes the offensive dynamic when he's on the floor. It really stands out.
It really does, man. That his speed definitely stands out. How quickly he gets the ball up, the energy he plays with. I mean, skinny guys, man. This is. Remember when he went to Red Rocks this summer and did a workout? Kind of contradicted himself, once saying his lungs were burning because of the altitude, and then also saying, I could run forever, I never get tired. I actually think he's right, though. Skinny guys, they just run forever. That's how he is. He just is... He gets the ball, no matter how long he's been in, sprints it up the court, just has all this energy, man.
Me and Bones. Just run our whole lives.
I have said that about you, man. Like, your energy is...
I've never even heard of that before.
Man, Dev, screw you, dude.
How fast do you think Eric could run a mile right now?
A mile?
Yeah.
He couldn't run
a mile. Nine minutes, 30 seconds.
Nine minutes, 30 seconds.
You think you can run a 10-minute mile?
You, yeah. I'll tell you. I am a good sprinter.
I've got junk in this trunk.
I'm fast, but I am not. I don't have the. I'm not.
When was the last time you ran? Though?
No. I've seen Eric open up and run. I threw a bee to him once, and a frisbee. Oh. He's not wrong, actually. He's pretty quick.
Do you realize that was like 3 years ago?
Was it?
It was a while ago.
We've only hung out outside of work like five times. I don't know.
Unbelievable. We're racing right after the show.
I can't wait for it.
16th Street.
Dude, we should make this a thing. We're like, Eric runs a mile. We all set a time.
I don't want to run a mile. Dude, fuck a mile. can I tell you a quick story?
Yeah.
Quick story. In elementary school, we all had to run the mile. You had to go four laps around the playground.
Yeah, that's how it is.
I stopped after the third lap. I was like, fuck this. And thought I won. They thought I finished, and they gave me a ribbon. It was during the actual like track meet, and I didn't correct them. I just took the ribbon.
No way, it's under 10. Changing my take.
I love that you have to keep. You have that rhythm. Please tell me you saved.
Dude, it's hanging middle of my room. It's the proudest moment of my life. You know what the worst part is? That I ran three laps and got ninth place.
I love that.
Another super chat came in. It's about Eric's speed. Let's see. Dylan says, "Is Jokic going to be in the defensive player of the year conversation this year?" No, but you know what? It's big if the Nuggets are a top five defense this year and he's on the team. It squashes a lot of narrative.
And not just does he like get away from it. He's one of the reasons. I just said it's mainly because of this one ingredient. I'm going to call myself out. Bad take. Their center is playing the best defense of his career. And so there's multiple factors. That's one of them. It's not just that this team defensive rating can rescue Jokic from some narratives. It's that Jokic is driving this rating down.
Mm. Defensive player of the year conversation.
Yeah, probably not.
He's
that.
Not in there. I don't think there's
no chance. Yeah.
But I don't it doesn't matter because he's gonna be so good. Like he's playing so well and everyone knows he's playing well. He doesn't have to win an award for that to happen. As long as they're a top defense, that gets them more wins, and that's what he cares about is winning, not awards.
Sure. Yeah, I don't care. Like, if his defense looks this good, I don't care if anyone else knows. The Nuggets are going to win. They're going to win games.
All right, here's an interesting hypothetical. Guys,
oh boy.
Fancy me a little hypothetical here. Yep. Nuggets are the number one defense at the end of the year.
Tight.
Nikola Jokic is the number one defensive rating, as he currently is.
Tight.
Third.
But that's a win. Right, here's the thing, like, you're right. Like, I love Jok. I think I've been saying this since 2017. His defense is massively underrated. Yeah. He's been very good. I've been banging this drum. So to me, I am not surprised that the Nuggets can be this good defensively. But he's not a defensive player of the year candidate, guys. Like, there are guys that are like one man defensive schemes. Jok's like really good. He fits in the system, but come on, man. Come on. Another super chat just came in. It comes from Ray King the Chat. Jokic with Marc Gasol vibes. I've said this for years. I've honestly think that he has, like, I mean, he has some traits that are underappreciated. Wait,
is that saying Jokic
they're getting
more retired?
That's messed up, bro.
Oh, sorry. I didn't understand.
Harrison says he is still waiting on Will Barton.
That sounds right.
It does sound about right. I thought I just saw him on the TV, so I guess I'm wrong about it. So guess what we're going to do, guys?
Go around the NBA?
Guys, we're going to go around
the association.
Let's do it.
Hear me out. I think there's 3 to 5 minutes left on Eric's mile, but we can move on.
There are several. Yeah, we can keep pulling on this one.
I'm a goddamn athlete. You see what? I'm just 43 years old now.
You're so old, bro.
Guys, the Wolves and Warriors played tonight. The Warriors won, and somebody dropped 48 points. Any guesses?
Was it Steph?
No, it was
Jordan
not.
Poole.
No, it was not.
I didn't see how many.
Anthony Edwards, you're for real.
Anthony Edwards dropped 48 points tonight. And a loss. And a loss. 123-110.
Anthony, I was kidding. Points. I didn't even see any like tweets or anything.
Dude, Anthony Edwards is cool as shit.
I really like
I'm
him.
A big 7 Anthony
of 13, Edwards, 16 of 27. He was a minus 3.
What? I wonder what the Warriors' defense is, because people have been lighting them up, but they've been winning the game still. Like,
it's like they lure one guy into just going off.
Yeah, that's what I feel like has been happening, but maybe that's the game plan, because they still keep getting wins.
It seems like we missed a super chat. Clay Manby.
What is it?
I don't know. He says he had a super chat, didn't get read.
Oh, we got you, Clay. He'll find it. He'll find it.
Kale is on the hunt for it. He'll get it. We try to read all of these because we appreciate them, you guys. We appreciate the support. Sending us to Serbia, the motherland.
The motherland.
The Suns down the Blazers. This is a battle of teams we hate.
I know that Frank Kaminsky had a big night.
31 points. I wouldn't call that a big night, but it was.
I know because the guys at PHNX are begging me to make a Frank Kaminsky shirt or have a Frank Kaminsky shirt.
31 points?
What would be the equivalent of a Frank Kaminsky shirt here? I mean, we made a Fokker shirt, guys.
Yeah.
Maybe that's probably lower than that.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's something with Z,
buddy. I like the shirt.
The rules are the rules.
The rules are the rules.
Yeah.
Frank Kaminsky, though, like Faku's at least cool.
Hold on, but who let Frank Kaminsky go for that many?
You said 31. Portland,
Yusuf Nurkic did. Yusuf Nurkic got torched by Frank Kaminsky. Headline. Let's take a look at Damian Lillard's stat line. He goes for 28.7 rebounds, 7 assists.
Well.
1 of 4 from 3, so maybe he's just cut out 3. I'm telling you, man, it's so funny to me how much people have forgotten that 55-point game he had and how many of those 55 points were BS, the stuff that he can't do
I did
now.
Not forget.
I didn't forget either because it was pissing me off.
Because it was every possession.
This is awesome. Oh, this is – and he hit a lot of good shots, too.
And then, by the way, it's not just the ones. It's also then the ones where guys are tentative to defend because they're not trying to get another call.
Dude, that one foul on Austin Rivers that sent it to overtime where it was like –
Yeah.
Hey, like, contact, man, contact.
Yeah, what else is going on around the association?
Hold on, who are you talking about right now?
What's wrong? You were bored of that conversation?
Yeah.
What team are we talking about?
Talking about the Spurs and the Kings. The Spurs dominant, 136-117.
Spurs better, way better than I thought they'd be so far.
Kings, man, not as good as I thought they would be. I really thought that was
going to be also, in the Kings game, they tried to get Marvin Bagley into the game, and he refused to go in.
Oh, I saw that as well, yeah.
He actually said no. And it wasn't even, like, super late in the game either. He was just like, no.
Things going well in Sacramento.
Dude, that's wild, man. Who's going to take a flyer on that?
I will.
His dad is, like...
Been talking.
A cancer. He's clearly, like,
all right, bowl unhappy. For Marvin Bagley, who says no.
What?
Let's do it, man. I'm in, dude. Yes.
Bagley for bowl. Let's man. Do it.
That would be, yeah.
The biggest L you could possibly
Kings are
take.
Like, we'll sit him before we do something like that.
Thunder beat the Pelicans. The Pelicans are officially the worst team of all time. Lugans Dort goes for 27 points. There's not really a whole lot to go here.
Dort had 27?
Charlotte gets the win over Memphis.
New Orleans had to play. I mean,
we found the missing super chat.
Bring it up.
Let's go. This is my friend.
There's Evan Clay. I think with his craftiness, handle, toughness, IQ, Bones is like if Rondo had a good shot and had great vibes. He didn't. Bones is 80% Rondo, 20% Steph.
So I got to be honest. Not like Rondo.
80%.
But if he, I mean, that's a great person. We know I'm a Rondo guy.
Rondo is incredible. People forget what Rondo was. 2008 to 2011, Rondo was top 7 playoff performer. Dude. Like, that dude's numbers were insane. He was dominant. It's Steph Curry's obviously one of the, like, in my opinion, 15 best players to ever lace him up. So that's a tough comp. That's a really tough comp. It's like saying Jokic Hakeem mixed with Larry, which is true.
By the way, the Wes Unseld Juniors beat the Cavaliers tonight, 97-94.
Are we going back to around the association?
Let
me stay in order here. The Grizzlies, the Hornets beat the Grizzlies 108-118. So the Grizzlies just 6-5. Those wins keep coming against the Nuggets.
How did the two guys do, the two guards? Did Lonzo and...
Oh, it's a great question. So you got LaMelo Ball, you mean? LaMelo Ball had 12 points. 9 rebounds, 8 assists, which is kind of a typical line for him. He's not,
yeah,
you know,
he is across the board.
Yeah, he's across the board. And then John Morant went for 32, 7, and 8.
MIP.
He's scoring that ball.
He is scoring that ball. Scoring that well. But the Hornets won. The Bulls continue to be just an incredible team. Lonzo Ball goes 21, 6, and 6. Luka just 20 points tonight. If Luka's not a hero, they don't win. The Bulls, are you guys buying them yet? Are you guys buying the Bulls?
I'm buying regular season success for sure. Think they're going to win a lot of games.
I'm saying, are you buying them? Like, yes. If we talk about the Eastern Conference now, where are they?
I think they're probably the 3 seed.
It's weird because Milwaukee just looks like out of sorts. Yeah. Brooklyn looks like, okay, whatever. Yeah, Philly looks good.
But they're still they don't have a bead. When it matters, they'll be 3.
All right.
Miami, but
maybe
even
4.
Miami. We'll get to them in a second.
Yeah.
Pistons, Rockets, another battle of Loserville. Pistons win. Rockets are now 1-10.
Battle of top picks, though.
Battle of top picks.
Cade looked better.
How did it go? Let me see the battle of top picks. What happened to my mouse?
Cade's point total has gone up. You know, I think he only scored 2 that first game. It's literally gone up every game
since.
He's
got 20 points tonight.
He had 20 tonight.
Yeah, and then you go to the other side and you see Jalen Green. He had 23, so count that how you will. Bucks beat the Knicks in the Garden tonight. Ooh. Derrick Rose goes for 22. Pat Connaughton, the leading scorer for the Bucks tonight, guys.
What?
Pat 23
Connaughton?
Points. Timeout. Notre Dame legend.
That's
Pat Connaughton was a leading scorer in an NBA game.
9 rebounds, 5. 23, 9, and 5 from Pat Connaughton tonight.
Hold on. The Bucks beat the Knicks, and Giannis didn't even have, like, the crazy stat line?
Giannis went for 15, 15, and 8. It's pretty crazy. It's just
not
the
him,
point.
Though.
The points weren't.
That's kind of regular for him.
15, 15, 8, 1, and 2.
Well, how did Julius Randle do?
You guys are asking me a lot of questions.
Are we going around the association or not?
I will say that Giannis was a plus 21 tonight, so that was pretty good. 16, 5, and 1 for Randle. That's a really bad line. That's probably his worst game of the night, at least statistically.
Only 30 shots.
We got everybody in the association played tonight. Around the association, buying us a lot of time. And Harrison Witt.
God bless you, the association.
The good old association.
We got to get a graphic for around the association.
Oh, absolutely. Dude,
and we can also get the, you know, we'll work on it.
The graphic's going to be us looking at our watch. Around the association.
It's going to be like, do you guys know when they did the Nito stat of the night? Yeah. Presented by nobody.
No,
it's going to be ours. It's going to be. We need a little jingle. Somebody write us a jingle. Sing it and send it my way.
Yeah, the around the association.
Around the association. Raptors get destroyed by the Celtics. The Celtics have sort of turned it around. Yeah, boy, Jason Tatum goes for 22, 12, and 7. Scotty Barnes, 21 points.
What did he shoot, though, Adam? What did Jason Tatum shoot? Because that's the part everyone leaves out when they give his box score.
8 of 24.
Oh, that's interesting.
To Kobe.
8 of 24.
Super Kobe.
He missed all of his shots. People always leave it. Tatum, 32 points. Yeah, he took 35 effing shots.
That's 22 shot points on 24 shots is actually
really
bad.
Dude, the greatest subplot of life itself is Brendan's irrational hatred of Jason Tatum. Like, it turns him up to 11 every time.
Every night, the bastions of national media, the stars of our industry. Did you see what Jason Tatum did tonight? Like, yeah, I did.
Yeah, 8 of 24.
He didn't pass it once.
He didn't pass it at all. His teammates
He's like, yeah. I went around the association. I know how he shot.
I go around the association. Every winner's lounge.
The Brooklyn Nets absolutely destroyed the Orlando Magic tonight, 123-90. Kevin Durant went for 30 on 12 shots. It's pretty good.
That's
and
better.
He went 11 better. Of 12 tonight, did Kevin Durant. That's not too shabby. Let's check on I love this. R.J. Hampton, 20 minutes tonight. He gets 9 points. He was a minus 25.
Mm. Yeesh.
R.J.
Won the trade.
It's not going as well for R.J.
Guys, it gets sadder. He was only the second worst plus minus. Do you guys want to know the first
Don't
worst
it.
Plus minus?
Don't say it.
Gary Harris, 19 minutes. 19 minutes, guys. 2 points. 1 rebound, 2 assists,
is
minus
guys,
28.
Mr. Magic?
You guys should like. Mr. Magic. You guys should check in on your stocks on that.
Oh, Dev.
Look at Dev. Look at this guy's grin over here.
Dev sold his Gary Harris stock so early, and it turned out he was right.
I have money still.
That stock literally can't go lower, guys. It's just out of the. He's going to be with Kenneth Fareed. He's reunited with Kenneth Fareed next
Gary.
Year.
What? Wow. What do you miss?
The Wizards, Wes Unseld's Wizards hold a munder in Cleveland. They win 97-94.
Clutch 3 from suddenly likable Kyle Kuzma.
What?
Yeah, all right, that's a stretch. I'll take it back.
Wait, Tatum don't like Kyle Kuzma like?
No. Here, Kyle Kuzma on the Wes Unseld Juniors considerably more likable than Kyle Kuzma on the Los Angeles Lakers. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
I'll stop short of saying likable.
Montrezl Harrell had 24 and 11 off the bench. He's having a renaissance.
He's having a reconnaissance year where he's just looking all over the association.
He is.
Amazing super chat just came in.
Super chat. David, when the wind chimes are running late around the association is here to save the day.
True. The only thing that's not true about that is the day is not saved at all. This thing is a disaster.
I love around the association.
I really do like
around the association. I like around the association. Hold on, we have one more game, guys. We have one more game. There's 6.5 seconds left in overtime as the Lakers are up 120-117. I can't believe I'm saying it, guys, but I am rooting for the Miami Heat to pull it off and get another one. But here's the crazy thing. You want to know who did not play tonight? Markieff Morris. Not suspended.
No, he had whiplash.
De facto suspended from this game. He wasn't, the law didn't get him. Vigilante justice got him. Harrison, it's great to finally see you.
Yeah, sorry that took so long, guys.
Not your fault.
I know. I'm exhausted. I'm sure you guys are too, but.
What? We're a little exhausted. But let's go quickly here. The people have stayed with us very loyally all night. You want to give us your quick thoughts on the game before we get to the coach?
Yeah, this was as big of a guaranteed win for the Nuggets as I've seen in a while. No Jokic, no Murray, no Michael Porter. I mean, this is the game the Nuggets always win.
Jokic is usually a constant, though. That's the one thing. So tonight we found out, even without Jokic, this team is still resilient and tough as nails.
Yeah. Well, Adam, there's been one constant that's not Jokic in all these games. That constant's Michael Malone. He's probably a pretty good coach.
He is probably a pretty good coach.
Harrison,
that's true. Like
on one, right?
Yeah, yeah. That felt nice. Like he was attacking me, though. I felt a little attacked. Yeah. I don't know if it was supposed to come off that way. I'm sorry. I acknowledge. I want to ask this, though. When was the crowd loudest tonight? Because I saw Bones getting the crowd hyped. I saw PJ Dozier have a putback dunk. I saw Aaron Gordon win a tip. Is there a moment it was loudest?
I would say two. It's when Bones was egging the crowd on. When Bones was really getting going, that was one of them. And then the second one was when Will Barton hit a huge three. And they must have got a great shot on this on the camera, but he just, like, walked almost into the crowd and was just yelling. I don't think he was yelling at anyone, but he was just, like, going crazy almost in the crowd right on the baseline. Those are probably the two loudest moments.
Okay, that's awesome, man. Hell yeah, man. From being booed to being cheered. All right, what did Michael Malone have to say? He had to have been – I have to imagine – I know Michael Malone. He was hyped for this one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He touched on what he thought the biggest play of the game was. Aaron Gordon wins that jump ball after Malone wins the challenge, too.
Yeah.
40 seconds left, up by two. If you go back and watch the replay, Aaron Gordon sets, like, an unbelievable screen on that play.
Yep.
And then Will Barton gets loose for the floater. He called out just like the execution on that play was great. And then obviously Will hits the shot. Michael Malone said tonight that he thinks Will Barton's playing at the highest level he's ever seen him play at. He said he's shooting it. He's living for the moment. I love that. And then Malone said he's just so happy for him.
That's all.
Interesting that Michael Malone, he has a pretty good pulse on the team, thinks that this is the best Will Barton we've ever seen. Some people on this panel.
Yeah, I still don't. I think that not only is Michael Malone wrong, you're wrong for saying that, Harrison. And Adam can go fuck himself.
I agree, Harrison. He is playing the best basketball of his career, and it's pretty undeniable, I would guess. That's awesome. All right, what else from Malone? I love also that he said the play of the game was, you know, I challenged that play, and then we had a jump ball. So I guess I'm the – did Michael Malone give himself the championship belt tonight or whatever it is, the chain of – what was it?
No, actually the defensive player of the game chain went to Jamichael Green. Bit of an upset, I thought.
Wow.
But
what?
Yeah, Malone said, yes, Sabonis had a good game, but I really just like Jamichael's physicality and mentality tonight.
All right. Well, that is a shocker. A real shocker. Real upset.
No,
okay?
That's coaching. He's trying to get J-Mike going.
That's true. He's trying to get J-Mike going. That is smart. There really wasn't one tonight, so give it to him. What else?
Let's see here. Malone shouted out Bones.
of course he did, Bones, man.
Yeah. The take foul that Bones took, I think Denver still had one to give.
Yeah.
But he made that high IQ play. Malone shouted him out for that. And this was something he also said about Bones. When he gets into the paint or gets around the basket, he's not forcing tough shots. He's finding guys or just taking what the defense gives him. He's playing with a poise beyond his years, Malone said.
Love it, man. That's so true, man. It's so true.
Malone also shouting out Zeke Nagy tonight. Came out of nowhere for a career high. I thought this was really insightful. Malone said in September, after summer league, before training camp, he had a conversation with Zeke, and he pretty much told him, don't worry about summer league. Forget it. I know who you are. Just go out there and produce how I know you can. He said Zeke's one of the hardest workers, and he was just putting a lot of pressure on himself after summer league or during summer league. Malone said, forget about it. Like, I know how good you are. Just forget it and be that guy.
Love it, man. Yeah. Love it. Malone always has the right things to say.
Did I just say – sorry. Keep going. Ignore me.
All right. What else?
So we talked to Zeke tonight. I think the first time we've talked to him since Media Day. But
probably.
He was talking about his chemistry with Bones. He said, I mean, I practiced a lot with Bones over the summer. In the lead-up to summer league, we played a lot of five-on-five, a lot of three-on-three. He said that chemistry is really good. Zeke also said his natural position is the four. He prefers playing the four, but he's played a lot of five in his career. Played it at Arizona. He feels really comfortable there. And, I mean, he was the best roller tonight for the Nuggets. That's been a theme with this second unit. They haven't really had that roller.
Yeah.
That was Zeke tonight. So he looked comfortable out there. And then we talked to Bones and Will as well. Bones is a film buff, you guys. Like, he watches a lot of film. He was talking about today how after practice, he'll, like, go back and, like, he'll grab coaches and be like, no, I want to go over this again. I want to go over this again. He's, like, always chomping at the bit to watch more film, and he think that's where a lot of his high IQ stuff comes from, like the take foul and whatnot. He just says he watches a lot of film, and that's why he thinks he just sees the game really well.
So who said that about him? Zeke said that of Bones.
No, that's Bones.
Oh, that's Bones
about
on Bones.
Himself.
Okay, gotcha.
Bones does this a lot. Yeah. It's kind of one of my favorite things about him, actually.
Low-key great.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say he's a film buff. He's a big Stanley Kubrick guy or something like that.
Nah, different kind of film buff.
Bring
that call back.
Full
circle. Yeah. Did you see that?
Nice.
Reference from earlier.
Harrison has no frame of reference for what you're talking about.
Bones said, I love this quote, I'm a fan favorite already. I can tell.
Dude, this is what I mean. He does this. He gives himself his own compliments.
That's a thing.
It's awesome. Thing. I think they love me because of my energy.
Hold on. What was the question? You don't just like... How do you
Man,
arrive at
I'm just a fan favorite, really.
I think it was asked about just like hyping up the crowd, and when he was like telling the like egging the crowd on, he's like, "Yeah, I can tell I'm a fan favorite."
So funny, man!
Holy smokes, that is amazing.
Really is I'm gonna tweet about it. Right
I love it. All right, what else? He's not wrong.
Bones,
he's not wrong.
Bones had this great story post game about how he used to like come home from school and watch videos of Hot Sauce, the street baller. And he said he used to come home from school. He said he used to eat a bowl of cereal. He was very adamant that he would eat a bowl of cereal because he was always hungry. And then grab his phone and start watching Hot Sauce videos. And then go to a mirror and try to replicate the moves.
It's awesome.
Yeah, everybody's done that. Have you guys done that?
Hot sauce?
Adam? You don't think he models his game after hot sauce?
I'm more Escalade. I was really modeling mine after Escalade.
Oh, I thought you were talking about eating cereal. Yes, I've done that.
Who was your favorite N1 baller?
I like the professor, that weird white guy.
Why does he gotta be weird?
I don't know.
You could just say it was the only white guy.
Yeah.
The only white guy.
Professor. All right, what else?
Yeah. Bone says, my focus when I go out there every time is just to attack the paint. And like he feels like that's what's opened up the second unit over the last couple games. And then let's get to Barton, because, guys, Barton was preaching tonight. Absolutely preaching.
Hell yeah.
He agreed that this is the best basketball of his career that he's playing.
All right, fine.
He agreed. And the reason why, or what's changed, or what clicked, he went into this really long, it's pretty much like a monologue. And he was like, I think he's in a lot of stuff, but the crux of it was he's just going to be himself every time he gets on the floor, you know, for, he made it sound like the rest of his career, like he stopped trying to be somebody he's not. He stopped trying to, you know, fit into a box. He's just going out there and being him. That was kind of the crux of it. And he thinks it's led him to being the best, playing the best basketball of his career.
Barton, this is honestly the only thing he ever says when asked about basketball. It's just like, Mike's got to be himself. Yoke's just got to be himself. I just got to be myself. It like really is his only philosophy. And it's accurate.
Yeah.
He believes in vibes.
And then Barton was talking about Bones and just watching him and how he's just kind of owning the moment. And Barton said he's fearless and that Bones has actually rejuvenated him a bit just with his energy. And you feel like it's kind of rejuvenated the entire team just having his energy around everybody.
I love that, man. Love that. It's what you needed. That was a talking point we had when we did the preview series with Bones Highland. It was one of the things we said is you need that youthful energy now.
Yep.
He's doing his job, man. And the funny thing is he's doing it. He doesn't even know he's doing it. He really is just being himself. Yeah, it's just what he is.
Yeah.
He knows.
That's all I got. That's all I got, guys. Hell of a night.
Harrison, that was great, man. We missed you. I know you'll be back in here in the lounge for Friday's game. I'm actually at the arena. I haven't been to the arena for a game for 2 years, so I'm going to be back at Ball Arena while you guys hold down the fort here. Get home safe, buddy. Cue that outro music, Kale. This was a long one. We appreciate all the real ones. How many real ones do we have? 816 real ones.
Oh, yeah.
816 real ones.
11-11 on a Monday night.
11-11 on a Monday night.
Where Jokic shouldn't play.
I know it's a Wednesday.
Where Jokic didn't even play. But you know what? The vibes, man.
These people are vibe lovers.
No, I'm talking about, I'm just saying, like, with the Nuggets, everything right now is coming.
These 816 people love vibes. They'll hang on the whole time. The vibes are great. Sorry, but I told you yourself about that Barton thing. Turns out it's pretty unanimous.
Turns out you were right.
Hey, man, we're all right sometimes. We're wrong sometimes. We have fun, right? I said Yoke's getting suspended 5 games. I was wrong. People are probably still going to let me know. I'll probably check my mentions tonight. They're like, you said 5 games, you idiot. A-hole. Sorry, it's wrong. This was fun, though, man. This was a lot of fun.
Trust the regular season Denver Nuggets. Trust them through the lulls. Trust them through the nadirs. No.
Through the peaks. Through the nadirs.
We have watched this team for too long to watch them go 4-4 and go, oh, everyone's bad now. Stop. Trust these guys. Trust the vibes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jason Tatum again. That's your Jason Tatum voice.
You guys all rock. Do us one last favor. Hit that like button. Become a DNVR member. I'm telling you, you guys enjoy this, right? Hanging out. Harrison Wynn does great work staying up late into the wee hours of the night, making sure you get to read a great story from his experience at the game tonight. We got the list. We got grades. We got all kinds of good stuff going on. And then you get first peek at the stuff we're doing, whether those are watch parties or special events, buses, you know, all that type of stuff. You get first crack at it. Shirts. Eric has a banger, guys. Eric has a banger locked and loaded. Might drop.
Streets are talking.
We just need the right moment.
We need the right moment and for me to finish it.
That's the right moment. I'll be honest with you. This shirt's such a banger that the right moment and also who it's about, the right moment will happen very soon. So finish that. Good night, everybody.
You know we love Hassle Cattle Company here at DNVR. We also love the holidays. Who doesn't? Let's just go ahead and merge the two. Use code DNVR15 DNVR15 to get 15% off Hassle Cattle Company. And by the way, you should know by now, if your order exceeds a total of $200, you get free shipping. They're the best in the beef business. We're trying to make it your business because we're in business with the best. It's Hassle Cattle Company, the blue-collar beef, the Wagyu goodness, the delicious holiday meat train. Check them out.